that the Mental Health Act could actually address these problems?
Certainly. Mm-hmm. Finally, if there is a Mental Health Act, number one, there will be a focus on mental health as being something important to all mm-hmm. Filipinos. It addresses not just the mental health aspect, but also the mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
It will set aside resources, much needed resources for mental health,
mm-hmm.
Both in capacity building, improving services and programs for mental health, improving the mental health care delivery system, which hopefully will now include provision of psychotropic medications for patients who need it. And then hopefully having a body
mm-hmm.
that takes care of all the policies of government related to mental health. Right now, it's just a little office within the Department of Health under the non-communicable diseases. So how do you actually address a national problem
mm-hmm.
of major concern? Because even now, substance abuse is under mental health. And you mm-hmm. know, and you have been hearing about major issues on
international news.
Addiction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, internationally, that's big news mm-hmm. Regarding the Philippines. And if we had enough resources, if we had prepared, then we would know how to address on the mental health side the problem. Okay, while the government, for example, takes care of the police side,
mm-hmm.
those who have given up and have wanted to seek treatment are just too many that the current resources are being overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Ed, I understand that with this, with the, for example, the Mental Health Act would be a law. It will be a long process, right? It will be a very long and difficult process. So how can we speed up information dissemination to people in rural areas? So do you think that psychoeducation would be helpful, for example, including that in the curriculum of elementary and high school students?
Yes, but first and foremost, it certainly will help if we had the law, because
mm-hmm.
for one, resources will be put. Two, there will be a body.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, in what I mentioned in the mental health unit within the Department of Health right now, there's not even a psychiatrist who would have technical knowledge, or even a psychologist
mm-hmm.
Who will have technical knowledge on what the needs might be, you know. Just to share with you, the objectives of the proposed mental health bill might be able to address this lack.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just state some of these objectives.
Okay.
One, ensure a community of Filipinos who are mentally healthy, who are able to contribute to the development of the country and attain better quality of life through access to an integrated, well-planned, effectively organized, and efficiently delivered mental health care system that responds to their mental health needs in equity with their physical health needs. So
mm-hmm.
one and the same. This
mm-hmm.
is following the WHO definition of health.
Mm-hmm.
Two, promote mental health, protection of the rights and freedoms of persons with mental health needs, and the reduction of the burden and consequences of mental ill health, mental and brain disorders, and disabilities, and to provide the direction for a coherent, rational, and unified response to the nation's psychosocial and mental health problems, concerns, and efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that might address what you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Education will only be a small part, although significant
mm-hmm.
at that, of the total unified response.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Ed, you have been exposed to the mental health system of first world countries. Can you give us some of the policies in these countries that you want to see in the Philippines as well?
We have looked very closely, particularly as a template, the WHO guidance package and mental health legislation.
Mm-hmm.
We also have reviewed legislation from Asia, particularly Korea, around us, the U.S., Australia, and some European countries. And we were also guided by our international commitment with some policies that we are adopting have to do with, one, the protection of the rights of the mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
Two, also the protection of the rights of their families and carers. Three, the organization of quality services for mental health. And four, planning and budgeting to deliver services for mental health by having, hopefully, a body finally assigned for the planning, organizing, developing, and overseeing mental health programs and services.
What are the developments from the initial drafting of Philippine Mental Health Act until now? And where is it heading, especially that we have a new administration?
We've really, really come a long way. As I mentioned, we have had 20 previous mental health bills filed, actually, since 1989. Not a single one has made it past the first reading to our knowledge. In all the previous attempts, when we sat down and wanted to do a new attempt, we saw that the bills were initiated by lawmakers themselves. So since 2014, we in the Philippine Psychiatric Association have attempted to take on the initiative and then organize stakeholders from patients and family groups, of course, the professional and allied mental health professionals, the academe, government and non-government organizations, faith-based groups, media and advertising agencies, financial institutions, and even legislators, both past and present. Now, this was done, we congregated them in a what we called Healthy Mind Summit. This was supported by a grant from the Department of Health through the National Center for Mental Health and the then National Program Management Committee for Mental Health. A month after, no less than Senator Lauren Legarda filed a bill based on the output of that summit. This was further refined, and the 20th version was filed by Congresswoman Lenny Robredo, together with Congressmen Miro Kimbo, Carlo Alexei Nograles, Walden Bello, Ibarra Gutierrez, Eni De Jesus, and Kaka Bagao, uniting congressmen from a spectrum of political persuasion in what was dubbed internally as a Unity for Sanity bill. And then, not to be outdone, Senator Pia Cayetano then, she's now a congresswoman, filed her bill in the Senate as well. Sadly, it did not prosper in the last Congress. We remain hopeful, though, and looked at it as an opportunity to harmonize both the Senate and the Congress versions. And this harmonized bill is to be filed early in this 17th Congress. So hopefully we can finally have it passed. In fact, Congressman Miro Kimbo in Congress, as well as now Congresswoman Pia Cayetano, are imminently about to refile the bill. Senator Soto has already contacted us, interested also to file the bill. And as I mentioned, our current Secretary of Health, Dr. Pauline Ubial, is supportive of mental health, as well as key congressmen and senators who have intimated their support for the bill. Now, we're trying our best to work together and more vigorously. Interestingly, unlike all the bills filed, 20 bills filed before, there was no support from mass media. We took that, and the other arm of the legislative work has actually been through a couple of ad agencies that have helped us. We have by now launched 4 different video ads.
Okay, that's
and
good.
They are, and we would like to request your listeners to help us by actually logging on and being able to view some of these videos, the latest, the third and fourth. Log on to mhactnow.com. Or once you click that, if we could ask you to click on support the petition by just writing your name, as you could be from Australia, log on to that and click the I support the bill button and just write your email address. It goes directly to change.org. We would like to show the numbers to our legislator supporters. We have had major celebrities supporting this move. We have gone to different colleges in different regions in the Philippines through a Mental Health Act caravan. We have the Mental Health Youth Advocacy Group that has organized themselves in support of the bill. So there are various initiatives, a lot of advocacy groups that have taken on the challenge and, in fact, the initiative to move for a Mental Health Act. So, and this is happening all over the country.
Okay, as the final question and to end this interview, please elaborate to us what the World Health Organization said in 2007 that there is no health without mental health.
As I mentioned, when we talk of the concept of health, it should not only include what has been traditionally focused on, which is just the physical health. There's no talk of physical health if you are not mentally healthy, which means that includes emotional, psychological, intellectual, behavioral, even spiritual health, which falls under mental health. Beyond that, APEC, which is the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, has now recognized the importance of mental health, and that a nation that does not address the mental health problems may not be economically prosperous. So we should remember that as we think of health, we should not just focus on the physical, but it should be integrated with the mental health component as well.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.